You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you in the house today. We thank you for another awesome day. We ask for your blessings on this day, Lord. Bless your word as it goes out. Speak to us through your word. We listen for your voice. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to thank Pastor Ralph Williams for filling in for me yesterday at Island, and I've been down for the count here. I'm here at work this morning, but I have been suffering with these kidney stones, if anyone can relate. And this is like week two for me now. And they just come out of nowhere, and you don't know when they're going to take you out. And I'm grateful for him for filling in the pulpit yesterday. And Lord willing, we've got a copy of that sermon, and you'll hear it here on the radio probably next week. Here today, you're going to hear on the radio something I preached a week ago. We're in 1 Corinthians. We're in chapter 3. This is entitled, How's Your Foundation? Paul lays it down. He says, no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the one you have to build. Everything you do has got to be built on him. So my question is, how's your foundation today? Is what you're building on, is that the solid rock? So that, as the Lord himself says, when the wind and rains come and beat on that house, it's still standing because its foundation is sure. So that's where we're at. This is a 30-minute sermon, so this will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. For more info on this ministry, again, you can go to WGODradio.com. Facebook page as well as WGOD Radio. Now here is part one of this message. How's your foundation?
What are you building on? It's my sermon title today. I appreciate all the nice comments I hear from so many people. I love to hear that God is speaking to you and blessing you each and every week through whatever sermon that he leads me to preach. That's definitely music to my ears. That's what I love to hear. That God is speaking to you every week. He might speak 30 different things to 30 different people. I considered speaking today what I spoke at Fuel on Tuesday. That is the coronavirus and the mark of the beast. But I decided to move on here today with our current series. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians. And we left off in chapter 3. And we'll pick it up there in chapter 3. If you've got a Bible, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I've entitled this message, What Are You Building On? And for those watching on Facebook and listening in on the podcast too, greetings. God bless you from all of us here in Central Florida at an Island Community Church. We're grateful you've taken the time to worship the Lord here with us at Island. And it's my prayer and our prayer that God will speak to you this morning as well. Carol and I love to watch two channels on TV, one of them being the Weather Channel, because we like to watch these disaster programs of what happens when a hurricane or a bad storm hits a particular town. And when a hurricane hits these towns, all the homes that are built on the sand are destroyed, while all the houses that are built on their solid rock persevere and survive the storm. Now, Jesus himself said, he says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them. I love that. You can't just hear. You've got to do what he says. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. So I got to be thinking, you know, what are these sayings of mine? Well, things like, let your life so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Or these sayings of mine, like, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, then turn to him your other cheek. Or if someone wants to sue you for your shirt, give him your coat too. Meaning, if that person is in so much pain that they're going to sue you for your jacket, then by all means, give them your shirt or your coat. Don't just stop at the jacket. Or whoever compels you to go a mile, go with them too. See, whoever does these, hears these sayings of mine and does them, don't just say, oh, that's a cutesy-wootsy little golden rule. No, go out and do it. Go with someone the extra mile. When you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. One of my favorite sayings, isn't it, church? Do it. Don't even talk about it. Just do it. It's what I say about that dumb virus. You come in, you worship the Lord. You don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And when you got something, you shake it off into the fire. You don't have a parade over it. Just keep on doing what you're doing. These are the kind of things Jesus is talking about. Or else, do not lay up treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Or, number 7 on this list, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. And last on this list I came up with, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added unto you. Now, with that in mind, let me read again what he says. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, all right, what would that look like then? That is, you, number 1, you keep your faith to yourself. And you don't let it shine before men. That is, you got your faith, you keep it to yourself, you don't share it with anyone. Do your friends know you're a Christian? Is there any evidence on your Facebook page that you're a Christian? Is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian on your Facebook page? Right, right. Okay, or number 2, you punch an evil person instead of turning him the other cheek. Or number 3, if someone sues you, you go back and sue them for more. That's hearing and not doing what he says. Oh, I'm going to get them. I'm going to sue them for more. Or whoever compels you to go a mile, you tell them, scram, buddy, I'm busy. Or number 5, when you do a charitable deed, you inform everyone and put an ad in the newspaper. It's like the Pharisees praying, right? He says, you know, they're standing on the street corners praying. And you're going to church, you know, and you're driving with your wife. And, oh, look, there's Sid Finkelstein. Isn't he holy? Standing out here for everyone to see how holy he is. Jesus said he's got his reward already. His reward is you praising him. As opposed to going into your secret place and closing the door. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly, right? Or last one, you lay up all your worth here on planet Earth. Maybe in a Chicago or a California pension fund. That's not where you want your treasures to be. Because depending on who's getting elected, you might have lost that money. So, again, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains descended, the flood came, the wind blew, beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. There's our backdrop here for this morning. This morning, I want to ask you a question. What are you building on? That is, what are you building your house on? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's start it in verse 10. Now, according to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. Greek word for master builder, architecton. What else? Where our word architect comes from. Paul is the wise architect, laying a foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Remember chapter 2? I profess to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Everything starts with Him. Or else everything else is in vain. It's got to start with Jesus. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And there, church, is your rock. He's the one you have to build on. Because if a hurricane comes your way, no, better yet, rewind button, when a hurricane comes your way. I've gone through more hurricanes this year than I care to. It's been a tough year. It's not if, it's when. And when it comes your way, what's your foundation? When trials and tribulations and troubles abound, you'll always have your solid foundation that you have built on. When Jesus is your foundation, what can man or devil do to you? No one can destroy your foundation when your foundation is Him and found in Him. Though this looks like building a house, that's just figurative. We're talking your soul and your belief system and your life. I mean, if you have a faulty foundation, all is lost.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.